Good evening, everyone. Your news time now is just before 5 past 5. I'm Hannah Blevins, and I'll be bringing you this evening edition of the news. A 21-year-old Mountain Home man, who was arrested following a fight at a recent birthday party, has had his bond lowered during a session at Baxter County Circuit Court on Thursday. When Jaden Lewis was initially booked into the Baxter County Jail, his bond was set at $20,000. Judge John Putman lowered the bond to $5,000, and the state did not object. According to the probable cause affidavit, the fight involved several male partygoers and left one 17-year-old guest with a broken jaw and mounting medical bills. Lewis is charged with second-degree battery. In arguing for the bond reduction, Lewis's attorney, Andrew Bailey, told the court his client strongly disputed the facts as laid out by investigators in the probable cause affidavit. Bailey said his client was only defending himself rather than being the aggressor. The incident took place at a residence along County Road 643 late last month. A week now from its discovery, the blazing hole in Midway continues to baffle and intrigue, with its cause still under investigation. Baxter County Office of Emergency Services Director Jim Shershula says the top priority, apart from determining the cause, is safety.
Pertaining to the fiery hole, if you will, in Midway area, we've done some extensive work to basically make sure that all the people in the area there are safe. That's our number one thing we wanted to make sure of, whether it be methane, gasoline, gas leak.
Though the area has been ruled as safe, residents are still curious about the cause of the hole and the flames. Shershula says the investigation is still underway, but some possibilities have now been ruled out.
We started off with making sure that the ADEQ came out and checked on all the gas tanks and stuff out there to make sure that there were no vapor fumes from the gasoline tanks, old tanks. That was all checked out twice this week. So we've ruled that out. We've definitely ruled out meteor strike, lightning strike.
Black Hills Energy, who first responded to the scene to rule out a gas line as the cause, have since returned to the hole.
We actually had Black Hills Gas Company come out with a meter again. This would be, I think, the second or third time that they have checked the area. We made sure of the possibilities of methane buildup from some spots in the area, which turned out to be negative.
In an effort to narrow down what was burning, Shershula says emergency personnel and his office have enlisted the aid of geologists as well as experts from the state crime lab.
We had some information from the USGS geologists from Little Rock look at some maps and stuff for us, so we've gone over all that. We had some geologists show up to help to do some testing. We took some samples. We're hopefully going to send them off to the state crime lab and see if we can figure out possibly what was burning in the hole. But like I said, for sure we know it's safe for the public, and we will dig into this a little bit further and see what we come up with.
Despite several organizations working to find the cause, Shershula says the hole and the fire may remain a mystery.
We may never ever know, you know, exactly what happened, but I feel that between all of us working on this, between the fire departments, Midway Fire Department, Mountain Home Fire Department, and all the folks in the area that are involved in it, I believe we're covering all the bases to make sure that everybody's going to be safe.
The Midway hole was first reported to emergency personnel last Monday, with witnesses reporting an orange flame shooting from it 10 to 12 feet into the air for about 45 minutes. Initially, Black Hills Energy recorded temperature readings of 1,200 to 1,600 degrees coming from the fire. Salvation Army officers Jay and Jamie Spaulding have announced they will be leaving the Mountain Home Salvation Army by the conclusion of this month. The Spauldings will be transferred to Little Rock, where they say they will take on new roles within the organization.
Area commanders for Central Arkansas, and then we will be the core officers for the North Little Rock Salvation Army. We'll be it for Little Rock.
Get all of the administrative duties of dealing with the shelter and dealing with all of the social services and that go on, but also we still get to be pastors of a church there, so that always excites us and lets us know that we still get to tell about the gospel of Jesus Christ. It's our heart.
Though they are excited for the new opportunity, the Spauldings say they will deeply miss Mountain Home and the local community.
This will be our sixth appointment for us. And we know without a doubt that we've left a little bit of our heart in each one of those places, and we can see where this is the reason, this is the time, this is why God called us to that place. And so we're excited to see what that is in Little Rock, but we are going to just, it's been hard at our house for the last couple of days about leaving this place.
We were saying we pulled in here 3.5 years ago with a just turned 10-year-old and a 1-year-old, and now we have a 13.5-year-old, an almost 5-year-old, and a 2-year-old. So our family has grown so much and grown up so much here. It's really become home to us, so we are so sad to leave.
The Spauldings grew up in Kentucky, where they met as teenagers at a Salvation Army summer camp. They attended attended Salvation Army Seminary in Atlanta together and were sent to their first post in Houston right out of school. They were stationed in Mountain Home in July of 2015, following the transfer of Major Johnny Poff. Century 21 LEMAC Realty News Time is now 10 past 5. We'll have more in your news, so stay with us. Most people, upon hearing the word hospice, believe it is the care one receives the last few days of life. At Hospice of the Ozarks, we want you to know that our care and support can provide months of service to not only the individual, but families as well. We provide the highest quality care with services for comfort, care, and grief support. You are not alone. Call Hospice of the Ozarks for more information at 870-508-1771. It's time once again for the Mountain Home Rotary Club's annual Pancake Day on Saturday morning from 7 until 11 in the Mountain Home High School cafeteria. For only $5, you can have all of the pancakes, sausage, juice, coffee, and milk you want, served by your Rotarian friends. Proceeds are used for scholarships and community events that benefit everyone. So come and join us, sit and visit with your friends, and enjoy our great pancakes. $5 tickets are available from your area Rotarians or at the door on Saturday at Mountain Home High School. Your news time now is 11 past 5. A Midway man is dead after he crashed while riding his dirt bike after dark with no headlamp yesterday evening. Baxter County Sheriff John Montgomery says 53-year-old Michael Antonucci was pronounced dead at the scene of the accident. A witness told law enforcement Antonucci was driving the Yamaha dirt bike with no headlamp when he left the roadway, crashed into a pile of rocks, and then into some trees before being ejected from the bike. The accident occurred at 9:23 yesterday evening on Whispering Pines Lane, just west of Midway off of Highway 178. William Bill Ventures, MD/MA, assistant professor in the Department of Family and Preventative Medicine in the College of Medicine at the University of Arkansas for Medical Sciences, or UAMS, was invested on September 17. Dr. Ventures is the holder of the Ben Saltzman, MD, Distinguished Chair in Rural Family Medicine. Ventures, who joined UAMS in 2017, is a family physician and medical anthropologist with more than 30 years of clinical experience working with disadvantaged patients. He is known as a leader in developing family medicine internationally, researching doctor-patient communication using qualitative methods, and studying the social history of family medicine in the United States. He plans to encourage students and residents to practice in rural and underserved areas in Arkansas to improve health outcomes. An endowed chair is among the highest academic honors a university can bestow on a faculty member. A distinguished chair is a $1.5 million endowment established to support the educational, research, and clinical activities of the chair holder who will lead future innovations in medicine and in healthcare. Those named to a chair are among the most highly regarded scientists, physicians, and professors in their fields. The chair is named in honor of Ben Saltzman, MD, who has been called the father of rural family medicine in Arkansas. Saltzman joined UAMS in 1974 as the first professor and chair of the Department of Family and Community Medicine. During his seven-year tenure, he served as director of rural medicine development and the flexible internship program. In 1981, he was appointed director of the Arkansas Department of Health and served until his retirement in 1987. Saltzman died in 2003. Saltzman built the first hospital in Mountain Home and helped establish others across the state. He is remembered as a champion of rural health and an international leader in helping eradicate polio. Saltzman made healthcare more widely available and worked as a traveling doctor who owned a twin-engine plane for his work. Some Theodosia mail patrons have been informed their mail may have been destroyed by fire late last month. The Ozark County Times reports a Theodosia area resident shared a letter from Theodosia Postmaster Maurice Anna with the Times, distributed to residents in that area of the county. The letter, dated September 10th, notes on August 31st, quote, "It was reported to local authorities in your area, the Postal Inspection Service and Office of Inspector General, that mail had been destroyed by fire," end quote. The Times has been unable to confirm the details of the incident, but it's believed a newly hired mail carrier took some of the August 31st mail on his or her route to Ava and burned it in a cemetery. When the Times called the Douglas County Sheriff's Department to inquire about the matter, an officer said only that the matter was turned over to the feds. A call to the Theodosia Post Office for information about the incident was referred to the U.S. Postal Service Strategic Communications Specialist Stacy St. John in Kansas City. In an email to the Times, St. John wrote, quote, "Concerning the inquiry about the contracted employee who allegedly burned mail, The investigation was turned over to the OIG, or Office of Inspector General, and the local authorities. I have no additional information, end quote. The letter from Postmaster Anna to mail patrons on the impacted mail route said federal law exempts the Postal Service from liability for claims arising out of the loss, miscarriage, or negligent delivery of mail matter, except where insurance is either included in the postage or additional insurance is purchased. A Mountain Home man entered a guilty plea to charges stemming from a break-in at a local business in which a number of items, including a 2009 moped and a security system, were stolen. 39-year-old Waylon Myers was sentenced to 5 years in prison. Myers admitted he entered the business in mid-July, and the break-in happened sometime during the overnight hours and was reported to Mountain Home Police on July 15th. Myers, who was charged with commercial burglary and theft, was sentenced to 5 years in prison. He was also ordered to pay $1,800 in restitution. The Baxter County Planning Board meeting scheduled for tomorrow has been postponed to Tuesday, October 23rd at 11 in the morning. The meeting was postponed due to the lack of an agenda. The regular September session of the Flippin School Board is scheduled for this evening at 7 o'clock. Items on the agenda include the approval of the 2018-2019 budget, a 5% salary increase resolution, and an ESOL program handbook policy change. The board will also consider the resignation of bus driver Gary Stetler and approve the hiring of Mike Martin as a bus driver. The meeting will be held in the administration building. The Baxter County Road and Bridge Department has announced County Road 16 in the Oakland Promised Land area from address 692 to 797 at the low water slab will be closed to all through traffic until work is complete. Work began this morning and will continue until further notice. For more information, call the Baxter County Road and Bridge Department at 870-425-3695. Funeral arrangements for 51-year-old Cornelia Cunningham of Mountain Home are pending at Connor Family Funeral Home and Cremation Center. Cornelia Cunningham died yesterday in Mountain Home. Funeral arrangements for 83-year-old Glenn Suddeth of Mountain Home are pending at Kirby and Family Funeral and Cremation Services. Glenn Suddeth died yesterday at Gasville Therapy and Living. And funeral arrangements for 78-year-old Leroy Anglin of Cotter are pending at Roller Funeral Home. Leroy Anglin died yesterday in Fenton, Missouri. Century 21 LEMAC Realty News Time is now 17 past 5. We'll have the latest in your weather and your sports, so stay with us.